My name is John Erling. Today's date is January 28th, 2015. George, would you give us your full name, please?
George William Matson, M-A-T-S-O-N.
And you came to be known with another name.
A lot of names of where I worked at Southern Hills Country Club. Golf Shop George, better known as Golf Shop George.
When were you born?
I was born 20th of August, 1926.
How old are you today?
Almost 89.
And where were you born?
In a little town called Armagh, North Ireland.
What kind of town was that?
This town was the ecclesiastical capital of Ireland, the oldest city in Ireland, the town that I was born and raised in.
You say ecclesiastic?
Ecclesiastic. It was a church. We had two cathedrals, and there's only about 10,000 people. One was the Roman Catholic, and the other one was Episcopalian. And it was a real old Episcopal church.
We hear about the fights between the Catholics and the Protestants.
Yes.
Did that tension appear in that village?
Yes, but it was calmed down pretty good. There wasn't too much tension. It was in the south of my hometown, Armagh, where the border was, crossing from the north to the south. And it calmed down pretty good.
So you then were a Protestant?
Yes.
Did you grow up in the church?
I grew up in the Church of Ireland, which was the Episcopal Church.
What was your mother's name?
Elizabeth. Elizabeth Matson. People used to call her Lizzie.
What was personality like?
Oh, she was all coming and going, and she was wonderful. Wonderful. And my father was the opposite. He was quiet and everything else. But she was always coming and going and hardworking. She worked in the church.
Your father's name?
Fred Matson. Everybody called him Freddy, but his proper name was Frederick.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he worked in the telephone exchange. He was supervisor in the telephone exchange. Well, the first when he got out of the army and he was wounded and his knuckles were up here, up above his wrist, he got hit with a shell fragment and he couldn't use his right hand very much. But towards the end, he got a good job in the post offices and the telephone exchange and run that. He was good at it.
You were growing up in this village. You went to elementary school there?
Yes.
What would you do with your friends? Sports or what?
Oh, we played soccer, mostly soccer, and we had two teams, and I played rugby. I got where I was pretty darn good at it. It was a little bit rough, but I'll never forget. I was playing rugby. I made it to the all-city team. They were all college graduates, and I was the only one on. But everything I did, they were always helping me. My old schoolmaster, which played rugby, stopped me one day in the street and hollered at me, and I was wondering who was hollering at me. I was looking all over, and he finally waved to me, and I came across. He said, "George, would you do me a favor?" I said, "Yes, sir, I'd be glad to do you a favor." He says, "Would you wear my uniform?" I said, "Rugby uniform?" He says, "Yes, would you wear my rugby uniform?" He's a little bit bigger than I was, but I said, "Yes, sir, I'd be proud to," because I couldn't afford a uniform.
Oh, and you were playing with these others?
Yes, who had, college people.
They had a uniform.
Oh, yes.
And you didn't have one.
I didn't have one, but he had retired and he gave me his uniform. He said, "Would you do me a favor?"
Yeah, and that had to boost your confidence?
Oh, it did. It really got me going. Really got me going.
Yeah. That's a life story that I'm sure you've remembered forever.
A long time.
So that when there was a time you could help somebody else, I know you did it. And what a nice way for him to say, "I know you can't afford it, so use this."
This is correct.
Would you give me the honor of wearing my uniform?
He was always at the games and he'd stand on the line there and he'd tell me what to look out for and who to look out for and to get this character.
So he became your coach in a way too then, didn't he?
Yeah, that is correct.
That's fun to hear. Elementary, middle school, your education over there?
I just went to the one school, elementary school.
How many grades was that?
The eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
Yes.
And then you did not go on to high school?
No. Well, there was no high schools. They were all college. And I could not afford, and my mother could not afford. There was four boys and one girl, and we could not go to college, so everybody got a job.
So then, tell me, your family, siblings, how many did you have?
Four boys and one girl.
Are they living today?
No.
Are you the youngest?
No, I was the second youngest, but everybody else is gone.
Yeah. So they didn't really have what we call high school.
No, they had a technical school and then they had the college.
What did you do then after the eighth grade?
I got a job. I was a painter and worked for a painting company and painted outsides of houses and windows and everything else. And inside, we kept busy the year round.
So you're about 13, 14 years old?
That's correct.
When you really start working full time?
That is correct.
Why a painter?
They were looking for painters. Later on, I wanted to be a plumber, but I stuck to what I was doing. And then when things got slack, I worked in the shipyard in Belfast as a painter.
So then you painted your way out of Ireland, didn't
you? Yes.